I'd like to read a poem that's perhaps my favorite poem by Dylan Thomas. It's called Fern Hill. It's a somewhat obscure poem to me, and yet there are parts of it that beautifully evoke the passage of time and also the meaningfulness of some of those times. After all, a lot of the time that we experience, at least for me, is not very meaningful. But then there are other moments or events that are very significant and in a way really constitute the thread of my life. I don't fully identify with all that he says in here, in the poem. I was not famous among the barns. I didn't have an especially happy childhood. And so when I look back on my life, it's not as though then I was happy and now I'm not so happy, or now I'm mature and now I know about the painfulness of loss. In fact, I would say that my life, in a certain sense, began to be a happy one when I got to know Jackie. And that's when I was about 27 years old. I really came to life when I got to know her. The suggestion of the poem, for me at any rate, is that we appreciate the value of the events of our lives only retrospectively. As Hegel says, the owl of Minerva comes at dusk. Of course, there are certain events in our lives where we feel acutely the passage of time and its significance, but I think they're rare. For example, at births, or at weddings, or at deaths. I happen to be present at the birth of our daughter, Linnea, and while I had rehearsed the birth in my mind for several months and had read booklets on it and taken classes in the Lamaze technique, I really wasn't prepared for what struck me as the miraculousness of her birth. And I remember just staring at her when she came into the world. It was, for me, an amazing event. Then there are weddings where we're full of hope for the married couple. But I think the weddings are often, at least for me, overshadowed by the pageantry of it all. The food, the drinking, the dancing. So that the very transitory nature of the wedding and our lives generally is not something acutely felt. At deaths, of course, we do, or I have, experienced what I think Dylan Thomas is alluding to. The death of my father, I missed the dying, but I was at my father's side for about an hour after he had died, and I think I was very much aware of the loss and of loss generally. There's an interesting interplay, I think, in the poem between the sun, which seems to symbolize eternity, and time, which is this thing, this almost like a being or a person, which allows the writer of the poem to live his heedless ways. And I think that sunlight is necessary in order to remind us that the poem is not simply about time, but that there is something that works with time, some transcendent principle that allows our lives to have a kind of significance and beauty that we cherish. After all, if we think about time just as time, it involves change, and change is both loss and gain. But if that were all that there was, then our lives would be meaningless. At least so I think. So I do think there has to be, or I feel that there is, something beyond just change that enables our lives to have a certain significance to them. Which is not to say that I believe that God or some transcendent principle governs everything that we do, but more that there is something that lures us and that helps us and that enables us to see things, feel things, perceive things that give a kind of density and, for lack of a better word, significance to what we do.